Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Sean Kearns. Sean is a co-founder and the CEO for Larker. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. Before we get going and learn more about Larker, could you give us a brief history of yourself?
I grew up in upstate New York, a relatively small town, about an hour and a half outside of New York City. Went to college for computer science and went to work for a big company, Bell Atlantic, for those of you that remember that company. Spent a few years there and realized the big company thing just wasn't for me. Got in the car, drove to San Francisco, and never looked back. Been an entrepreneur for about 20 years now. I've been involved in some really interesting companies like StubHub and eBay, and got to a point where I really wanted to do something that had a much larger social impact.
So you speak about a social impact, and you've been involved with some companies that have done that, like StubHub. What is the direction you're going with Larker?
We recognize that there was a huge gap in providing mental health services to the population of the U.S., particularly teens, young adults, and those living in rural environments, as well as, you know, older adults that maybe have trouble getting out of the home. So we really wanted to do something that brought these services into the home, into your hand, really, got them to you when you needed them. You know, and I guess it's a good opportunity to point out that amongst the most common forms of mental emotional challenges, you know, things like anxiety, depression, impulse control, and substance abuse, these are all issues that generally don't wait for an appointment, right? If you're dealing with an anxiety attack at 3 a.m., waiting 2 weeks to get an appointment with a therapist or even, you know, 2 months isn't really going to help you get back to work the next day. It's not going to help you finish your final. So we wanted to have a solution where people really could access the care that they were looking for when they needed it.
Sean, that's great that you're approaching the mental health epidemic. Is there a personal story that connects you with this and why you decided to start this business?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really a confluence of a variety of things going on in my life. First, my older daughter was out of the house and in college and actually interning with autistic spectrum kids. So I was watching, you know, her. First of all, I was dealing with the fact that I had a child out of the house. I was watching her get, you know, immense personal satisfaction by helping others. At the same time, my wife and co-founder is actually licensed marriage and family therapist. So for many years, I've been watching her work with this population and really get, you know, enormous personal benefit. I've also, like most people, had friends, family, even myself deal with bouts of mental illness, whether it was issues with substance abuse, whether it was depression. I've had, you know, several family members and close friends throughout my lifetime commit suicide. You know, really it was the confluence of all of these things coming together to bring me to focus on this problem. As you can imagine, as a teenager, losing friends to suicide is difficult. As an adult, losing grandparents, you know, even though in those cases it was due to age, it can still be a very difficult and emotional time. So in many ways, Larker was a solution that I needed, and I wanted to make it available to others as well.
And you mentioned that you have a daughter that left the nest. Is that why you came up with the name Larker? I know a lark is a bird, and you have birds on the site. What is the origin of that name?
I would say it's definitely related. So the primary origin really came down to us looking for a name that represented how easy it was to get care and how important it was. So symbolism of the bird, the symbolism of the lark, we felt really tied back to our goal and our mission.
We're talking to Sean Kearns, the co-founder and CEO of Larker. I want to switch focus to the app here. What is the user experience and why would somebody want to download this app?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we're strong believers that self-care really comes first. Not everybody's ready to talk to a therapist right away. And one of the things that really differentiates Larker from a lot of the other solutions out there is we offer a variety of free self-care tools really to give you an opportunity to take a bit of control over your own mental health. Those are tools that include things like a daily mood journal, challenges to do something nice for yourself or others, guided meditation, and so forth. So, you know, I would urge really everybody, whether or not you think that you need to talk to a therapist, or, you know, really use those free tools. Take a little bit of control of your own mental state. Get in touch with what you're feeling and how that's changing over time. And when the time is right, and if the time is right, if it's an appropriate solution for you, you're able to tap on a button, answer a couple of questions about yourself, and connect with a therapist in real time via video.
I thought that was such a great feature. What does that process look like? I go ahead, I fill out a survey, and then I have the opportunity to talk to somebody?
Absolutely. So we ask you 10 simple questions, things like whether or not you've seen a therapist in the past and whether you have any gender preferences for the type of therapist that you speak to, previous diagnoses, those sorts of things. And based on the information that you provide, we have, you know, a fairly complex matching algorithm that looks at everything from legality, making sure that you're talking to a therapist that's licensed to treat you, to, you know, specifics of the interaction, right? Is this therapist somebody that specializes in dealing with your demographic? Is this somebody that is specializing in dealing with the types of issues that you're looking to talk about as your sort of primary set of discussion criteria? So we look at those things and we'll present you up to 3 different therapists that you can then choose from. You see their photo and a little bit of bio information. And from there, you can start a session either real time, just say, I'd like to talk to them right now, or you can schedule a session for a time that's more convenient in the future.
Now, is this a complimentary session or is there a cost to this?
There is a cost. So putting into perspective, the average cost of a therapy session when paid out of pocket in the U.S. is about $150. It tops about $300 per session in urban areas. So therapy tends to be very, very expensive. Through economies of scale and automation, we've been able to get that cost down to $85 a session. You pay by credit card or FSA, and we provide you the documentation necessary to submit to your insurance company for reimbursement if you're eligible.
You know, I think one of the biggest challenges with mental health in general is that it oftentimes goes undiagnosed, or, you know, I may not know that I'm living with depression. Is this a tool that I could interact with to maybe gauge whether or not I do have some signs of depression or some mental health deficits?
Yeah, absolutely. The Daily Mood Journal, for example, is a great tool to get a better sense of how your mood is trending over time. And I do think that it's important for everybody to be very aware of those things. We often wake up in the morning and our mood is what it is. And we don't really think much about what it was yesterday or a week ago or 2 months ago. And, you know, by journaling your mood on a daily basis, by being able to review the graphs and see how that's trending over time, it really does give you a better sense of, hey, maybe it is time that I talk to someone. I also really want to stress that everybody deals with bouts of mental illness, just as they deal with bouts of physical illness. They come and they go. There's something called spontaneous remission, where you may be dealing with depression for months and months, and one day you wake up and it's more or less not an issue. More often than not, that actually is the reality of the situation. But when things like depression or anxiety are persistent or they're starting to interfere with your day-to-day life, it really is time to see a professional, to have a conversation, to see whether or not there's anything that can be done to help you kind of get back on your feet, to get back back into your daily life.
As someone living with a chronic illness, my wife or my care partner goes through that chronic illness with me. Are there any tools that you offer that, you know, my care partner can engage with to see whether or not I need this screening?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, you know, I want to call out that it's not uncommon for those that are caring for others to need some care themselves. We see it all the time with, you know, with the elderly population, with those that are end of life, their spouses, their children, their grandchildren often need support. You know, with those dealing with chronic illnesses, it's often, you know, quite difficult for others around them, not not only from, you know, a care perspective, but also from a overall emotional perspective, right? You're watching somebody that you care about dealing with these chronic issues. So, you know, for those people, you know, I would encourage them to use the tools to make time for themselves, leverage things like guided meditation if that works well for them. You know, our Be the Change feature really encourages people to do something positive for themselves or others in their community. It's a great way to kind of lift your spirits. And again, that mood journal gives you an opportunity to log how you feel, not just on a daily basis, but how you feel when certain events happen throughout your day, and give yourself a better sense of where you land. You, of course, also have the ability to talk to a therapist either real time or on a scheduled basis. And a unique feature that we offer is the ability to meet with a therapist with others. That might be, you know, you and your spouse from different locations connecting with the same therapist. It might be you and a child connecting with a therapist. So that ability to have, you know, multiple people in a session allows for families to communicate with therapists or couples to communicate with therapists, which can be really helpful when you're a caretaker for someone you love with a chronic illness.
Some of the things you said, I mean, they just resonate so much with me, especially, you know, when you start talking about not only the spouses, but the kids. And that stuff is so important. And oftentimes they're the forgotten person in this journey, right? Do you find that there's certain times a year or certain events where instances like suicide or other mental health illnesses spike?
Absolutely. So if you're anything like me, you read what's going on in the news on a regular basis, and we absolutely see spikes in mental health issues around holidays. We've got Valentine's Day coming up, and that can be a difficult time for those who are alone or those who are struggling with relationship issues. Larker, you know, is and can be a great solution for those that need a little bit of a helping hand through those periods, right? They may not feel that they need to see a therapist on a regular basis, but sometimes, you know, one or two conversations around a difficult time of year can really help somebody move forward.
We're talking with Sean Kearns, co-founder and CEO of Larker. As we're getting to the end of this episode here, do you have any closing thoughts for our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I want to make three quick points. The first is I want to stress the fact that everybody deals with bouts of mental and emotional challenges, which are also known as mental illness. This is not something that's unique to a subsection of the population. This is something we all deal with. And sometimes a little help can go a long way. The second point that I'd like to make is teens and young adults really are our most at-risk demographic. And we at Larker are the only service provider that's working with those under the age of 18. Whether you're a teen or young adult yourself and need an outlet, or you're a parent who, you know, sees that your child can use some help, it's a great solution. And it's one where you don't have to get into the car every week or two to go see a therapist. And then my final point is, if you're human, you need healthcare. And Larker on-demand mental health care is healthcare. Mental health care is a critical component of any functional healthcare system. And there's far too many people not receiving that type of care today. You know, I would say you owe it to yourself to, you know, give it a shot when you're having some difficulties.
Sean, I want to thank you so much for joining the podcast today. We really appreciate all the work that you and the team at Larker are doing to shine a light on these mental health issues, especially in working with the teens in the at-risk populations.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And thanks for having me on the call.
This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm Matt Cavallo, and I look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.